Anyway. JP in the building. Hey.
Hey, Chris, got that kid.
Yeah,
bring your hands.
I got
it. What
they doing? I don't
know what the fuck they doing. They getting them
an early, that's what they doing.
But
just it's gonna be late, man. Past
9 o'clock. Hey, man. Hey, man.
Oh, we gotta put the headphones on?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, we live. My good people, sorry for the late delay. I had to run around and I got a weird ass apartment complex. So,
yeah. What are you not doing?
Oh,
geez. I'm gonna break it.
Yeah, look like it.
It's a cool setup you got here, QP.
Flip it around. Let me see.
This one.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to put a lot of work into this, man. You know what I'm saying? Put money into it, But yeah, shit. Okay, my boy, JP, they pulled up finally. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to get this motherfucker on for a minute. Candace then pulled up last minute. I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Greatly appreciate it. how's everybody week been going?
All good, yeah. Man. Can't complain.
Can't complain.
We're here.
We here?
It's the weekend.
You know, I wasn't going to come until I felt this COVID stuff was... it's to die down a little bit. You know,
That's real. I respect that. Okay.
Some of y'all niggas ain't practicing social distancing.
Oh, wow. are you saying me?
Yeah.
How you figure that?
Every weekend, you got house full of hookah smoking, liquor drinking.
How you know that?
Having goddamn...
How you know that?
House gatherings.
How you know that?
You be on Instagram with it, man.
Yeah.
You can't post everything on Instagram.
See, the thing is, I don't be posting everything. That's why I don't understand how he know that I be doing all that, like, every other weekend. But it's cool. I ain't going to be, man.
Out there shaking hands and shit, make sure I got
my hands. Put the hands outside the album.
I like saw everything, you know, before I came. Say what now?
Y'all need some?
No, I'm good. Who the fuck is calling me right now? Are you...
I'm supposed to have one. You got disturbed, man.
What the fuck is this?
It's the setup.
Yeah, we here. Okay, so all right. So what we gonna talk about today? I got a couple different things we gonna talk about today. So the first thing is, well, obviously, you know, it's a lot of with these cops. It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So I want to get some people who, you know what I'm saying, educated and know exactly what the fuck, you know, they can talk about as far as when we talk about it. Because I know he posts stuff all day, every day about, you know, something needs to change as far as like the police and how they detain people and how they do things. And I'm not a huge fan of it because it just looked bad as a community for us. It's just like they're killing people off just left and right for no reason.
You're not a fan of what?
The police or?
The police.
Okay.
The police.
That's not where it's coming across as, but okay.
No. Yeah, the police and how they're doing things.
Right.
I guess, I didn't word that right. Yeah, you're right. And like I don't know if it's like the training that they're getting or just them as a person or household things. I don't know exactly what the hell's going on. So, I mean, you know, if y'all want to speak on it, we can.
No, you know, I don't have the answers to it, but I think it's something of all that. So it's training or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Training.
Yeah.
I think someone put out on average, city by city, state by state, to be an officer, you only have to put in 800 hours, right?
Oh.
But to be a licensed cosmetologist is 1,500 hours. You know, how does that even...
You said to be a cop is only $800?
800 hours.
800 hours.
That's 800 hours of training inside the police academy. Now, again, I'm not sure how correct those numbers are.
Right.
But let's just say that's an average out of all the states or cities in the states, right?
Yeah.
But the average is 800 hours from civilian to officer with badge and gun. And the average for cosmetologists is 1,500 hours. So to do hair, I had to damn near double my time in training.
Yeah, just to do hair.
Just to do hair, because the issue with hair is they don't want you to be at someone's hairline or neck with a razor.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you may slice them the wrong way and kill them.
Yeah.
But yet you get to have a gun and a badge in less than half the time.
But think about how easy it is for a cosmetologist to get their license taken away versus a police officer. Police officers can mess up all the time. God forbid the review board comes into your salon, you're done that same day. The police, they get away with everything.
I actually didn't know that fact.
But again, I'm not sure if it's a complete fact. I think it's an average of just what APD might have in training versus what Macon may have in training versus what LAPD, NYPD have. So just the average of all.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to taking license away or the board review, they basically have this, I'm not quite sure of the name, but it's like it makes it hard for someone to sue the police in the event that there was any wrongdoing on the police's behalf.
Mm.
So that's what you're seeing now with Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, coming out with, they're trying to push forth this legislation that says, well, we're going to make it a lot easier for civilians who have complaints against police officers to put forth internal investigations to then go out and sue.
Yeah.
Because they have this almost like a quote unquote blue wall put up.
Yeah.
That, you know, the boys in blue, women in blue, that we have to protect them. So it makes it harder. So if they could put forth any type of legislation to break down that wall, then it makes it a little bit easier for you to sue. Plus, it means they're going to be held accountable a little bit more for their wrongdoings, whether it's a bad arrest. Or beating you for the wrong reason.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they planted something on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because a lot of that stuff is happening. And I don't think that necessarily people are in the right places to make the change, if that makes sense. Like, because people want change, but the people on the, I guess, the higher up or the legislator or whoever it is at the top, I don't think they want change because of they have been conditioned, or it's a household thing to where this is happening. This is what the fuck I know. So it's just like, no. But that don't make it right, because it's what you know. It's wrong. You know it's wrong.
Yeah, I was saying right to agree what you were saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it's just like, I don't necessarily agree with the whole, like, you know, the looting and the protesting and stuff like that.
But
because
you can't even go with that, though.
You ain't getting changed.
No.
So what have you seen that's been put forth in the last 2 weeks?
As far as what exactly?
Just tell me some changes you've seen in the last 2 weeks.
None.
You haven't seen any?
I just saw Rihanna law just got passed.
So, yeah, because the Rihanna law, the girl who was killed in Kentucky.
Okay.
Nancy putting forth this legislation, trying to knock down this big wall of blue where you can't sue.
Okay.
Three officers
arrested. I might be ignorant to it.
Yeah, so four officers arrested. Bail initially started at, I think, $500,000, went up to $750,000.
Yeah.
Now up to $1 million.
I know about that,
But, so now you have corporations coming out and speaking. Now you have them putting dollars behind them speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So before the NFL, we had $100 million pushed forth towards an initiative towards people of color. That I hate the people of color
term
phrase a lot of times. But initially, the Players Coalition came to them. NFL said, okay, we put up $100 million. Then they just came back last week, or maybe it's early this week. Now they're putting up $250
million. Yeah.
So the $100 million was before the George Floyd incident.
Yeah.
That was just them in response to Kaepernick's kneeling.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think we're doing wrong. Here goes $100 million. So now we got $150 more million.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Jordan, who has never really been political his whole career.
Nothing.
Doesn't mean he doesn't have to be political. He just has to do what he wants to do. It's his money. It's his freedom.
Yeah.
He's did $100 million for 10 years. Apple just did $100 million. I want to say Amazon and Facebook.
So let me make sure I hear this correct. So you agree with the looting?
It's not the looting.
I'm talking about the looting.
But that's the thing. The looting is not the whole thing. And the looting is not necessarily all done by people who want change. So you can't necessarily say those two coincide. They don't. It's just some people are out there for free for all. Hey, I see them out there acting a fool. Let me go out here and get this Gucci bag or whatever it is that I want, because I'm not going to get in trouble. Everybody's not out. You got to catch me. With everything that's going on, you think they're going to call everybody that's out there looting?
So you would be looting too?
No. But I'm just saying, everybody JP? Who's out there.
No, I'm not. So I'm not going to say I disagree with it, but I also am not in 100% agreement. Meaning, I'm not going to go out there and do it, right? I'm not going to go out there and loot. I'm probably not going to be a person that's going to go out and protest with signs and picket signs. I'm just not going to be the person to do it.
Right.
But I understand with the people who out there doing it. Go ahead. I understand the feeling that you feel.
Yeah, I do too. But my thing is, I want a bigger picture. Do you think that's going to change stuff? I want change.
So change is coming. I just gave you a list of change.
You did.
But it only came in response of the people looting and protesting.
So you're telling me the change wouldn't happen if they didn't do that?
No.
You know why? Because when you're looting and rioting, right, you're costing major corporations dollars.
Yes. You hit their pockets where it hurts.
So what happens is, let's say everybody wants to say Target, because that was the first big one we've seen in Minneapolis, right?
Yeah.
If Target sits back and allows it to happen and they don't put forth any dollars,
mm-hmm.
that means they're not going to put forth any dollars. They're not going to put forth any pressure on the municipalities and where they are. So that means they're not going to put forth pressure on Minneapolis Police Department. If they don't put on pressure and put up dollars, they're basically saying it's okay. So what happens is Target saying, I don't want to keep losing dollars every time y'all kill an innocent black man.
Mm-hmm.
So if my Target is close to downtown,
yeah,
I may be looted. So let's say it's next week you kill a man in Atlantic Station.
Yeah.
That Target is going to get looted. The week or the month later, you kill somebody in L.A., that Target may get looted.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily Target is the Target, but Target is there in the vicinity of where these things are happening. So now Target has to do insurance claims. They have to pay out money
because
they have to pay the employees.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is that puts pressure on insurance companies.
Yeah.
Insurance companies then go put pressure on the police department because they're going to say, look, these lootings only happening because you are allowing your officers to go out there and cause bodily harm and sometimes death.
Yeah.
If you don't put something forth to stop it, we're going to raise your insurance premiums or then you're going to lose your bonds. So the police department is sitting back and saying, well, it's just BSing for numbers, right? Just for an example.
Yeah.
If I'm paying $1,000 in insurance a month,
mm-hmm.
and then my officer goes out and kills somebody, now I got to pay $1,500 a month.
Yeah.
If it happens again, I got to pay $2,500 a month. Then
it's
if it happens again, the insurance department may not insure me at all or may not bond me at all. So now I lose the right to even do my job. That's where the looting comes in, because insurance companies then put on pressure. So a lot of times people don't think about police brutality is, we want to convict the police officer. No, go after the insurance and bind the company that they have. I'm a real estate agent. If I do something wrong, you can go after my E&O insurance and damn near kill me to where I won't be able to be licensed anymore.
Mm. So the bigger picture is not the actual...
It's not the actual looting and rioting.
It's
the pressure that's being put on for one, corporations and insurance companies. Because Target don't want to keep getting looted because they're going to have to keep going back to their insurance company asking for more money.
Right.
Their insurance company don't want to have to keep paying out that money.
Right.
So then they're going to say, well, who's the common denominator here? It's your police officers that keep bringing on wrongdoing.
Hmm.
So now it's time to sue the police department. Now it's time to go after their insurance.
Hmm.
And they're going to say, no, we don't want that. So how
do you think that's going on right now, though? With the bigger insurance companies?
So it's not after one incident. It's like if your car get broken into, your insurance company ain't gonna trip the first time. But if they start seeing a pattern, they're gonna say, well damn, Quint, are you allowing this to happen purposely? Are you just going into neighborhoods that you know your car is gonna be
right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
Then you're gonna lose your insurance. Also they're gonna drop you. They gonna be like, we don't wanna carry you no more, you drop. So then you got to go to somebody else and try to get insurance. They're going to see that you done had 5 insurance claims in the last year. They're going to say, well, I don't want to insure you.
Yeah, right.
So okay. That's the breakdown of it.
Okay.
Now, they're saying that's how it's going to happen or it's going to happen right now. Mm-hmm. But if it happens now, they can look back and say, all right, we know what's happening today. We've seen the history of it, and they didn't have change for these many years. But if they act like this every time somebody gets killed, we in big trouble.
Mm. But we can't let up, though. Like, I know in the last week, it's kind of drowned out a little bit. We have to keep going.
Keep doing what exactly?
Protesting, rioting, looting, all that.
So you agree with it?
I just feel like the United States is built on that. Literally.
Built on what exactly?
Rioting, looting.
Really?
Yeah.
It's American history.
You learned that you wanted freedom from Britain. What did we do?
Boston Biden.
Yeah, I got it.
Civil War. World War I. What? What do you mean? That's what we do.
I mean, it's no different than
anybody.
The MLK getting killed April 4th, 1968, and then you had 8 days of rioting, and I think the Civil Rights Act Part 2 came mm-hmm. April 12th. No, not April 12th. Probably April 12th, April 13th. 8 days after continuous rioting and looting. Civil Rights Act Part 2.
MLK was peaceful. What happened? He still got assassinated. So what's the right way to do things?
You know what? I mean, I guess I ain't gonna say I'm on the fence about it, but it's just like, damn if you do, damn if you don't type of situation. Because it's just like, on one end, I'm just like, okay, I want to protest. We have a voice. I want to be heard. I'm black too. So it's just like, you got me fucked up. But then on the other hand, I'm just like, why are we looting? Why are we stealing? What's the bigger picture?
But it's not.
What are we trying to prove?
But the thing is, everybody that's protesting is not out there looting. That's the thing. I think you're getting lost in the looting, and that's not what everybody is doing. The thing is, not all black people are out there looting. It is some people out there just taking shit to take it, to make us look bad, to bring down the movement.
And we're not necessarily the ones that's even starting the movement.
I know that.
You know what I mean? So the looting is just, it starts with a few. And then everyone else comes in and does it. But, I mean, we got video, or they got videos out there of it being started by undercover police cops.
Mm-hmm.
Started
really?
Mainly in the majority of people starting to loot are not people of color, mm-hmm. quote unquote.
People graffitiing the walls and stuff, not people spraying Black Lives Matter, but the black person not the one writing it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I'm not stupid. I'm not naive to the situation, but it's just like we have asked as a culture, as a black community, we have to think of the bigger picture. I'm not saying that I don't want it to happen and I don't agree with it, but it's just like what exactly do we want? Because my thing is the only thing that everybody is speaking about is just like they want change in the police department as far as like how they do things. And they don't want us to kill us off. Okay, cool. I understand that. But what exactly do you want? Is anybody saying exactly what the hell do they want?
I think it's a couple of groups out there. But the thing is, you can change your tactics, but the person has to change who they are. I'm black. I've been black my whole life.
Yeah.
I know that certain people react to me different when they see me. If I have on a suit, you know, I might get a little bit more respect. But if I have on legs and a tank top, my image is gone. So because you see that I'm black first, regardless of who I am as a person, that's mm-hmm. not going to matter.
Yeah.
So even if you have the training, okay, I know I'm supposed to detain her this type of way.
Yeah.
But because she's acting like this or she has on this,
yeah.
my instincts say I need to go the other way.
Yeah.
Which is not okay.
Yeah,
it's not. Like, I'm pretty sure the black man, you walk past the white lady, she might hold her purse a little bit tighter.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You have to change the people, not necessarily the tactics that they're learning, because obviously it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, I think people say what they want, probably not as specific as they should be, because
right.
there is no clear black leader within the black community. I don't mm-hmm. think we have nobody that we turn to and say, oh damn, what is such and such gonna do?
Mm.
And who are they getting
mm.
their ideas from?
Now that's a bigger picture right there.
No, I mean, everybody want, some people want to defund the police department. Some people say police reform.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm ignorant to defunding the police because I don't know what that looks like. If you defund the police department 100%, like you take away all their dollars, somebody breaking your house, are you going to be able to call them and show up?
Mm.
Or is it if the person who robs houses for a living, he knows he typically has that 8 minutes to come to your house and take what he wants. But when you defund the police department, now he got 19 minutes. Then that robbing looks a whole lot easier for him.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's defund, but I do believe you have to take away some resources, right? I think
what resources do you think should be taken away?
Well, I mean, it's dollars. Not all, I ain't saying all dollars.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But it has to be dollars because they can still function with less dollars than they have now. Like the education system has been defunded.
Oh yeah.
Across the American system,
yeah,
you know, for the last 15, 20 years, right?
Yeah.
So when you had after school programs or art classes, you know, when you have art classes, or maybe there was, you had an art teacher or you had a band teacher who had 5 periods of teaching band. Now he or she only teaches 2 periods.
Mm-hmm.
That means there's less students getting music lessons, learning how to play their favorite lessons. And music has tones to it to where it opens up the brain and pathways for kids to listen and to learn. So if you take that away, then you basically take away some of their creativity and their way to learn.
Yeah.
Because they may have a issue in a math or a social science class, but music helps open up different pathways that they may not have had before that can make their learning a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And then those kids who are in band or choir, yes, they probably go to class Monday through Friday, but then on Tuesday, Thursday, they probably meet after school for 2 hours. But when you take away funding from education, that's part of what's cut.
Yeah.
Or ESOL students,
you
know what I mean? Coming in from, whether they're coming in from Mexico or an Asian country or any Latin country, that's being cut, right? So if we can survive on a BS education system, then they can survive with money being taken away. And I say that because they get federal funds and they get funding from Department of Justice, which means that you are basically militarizing my police department. So now my police department believes that I'm in here doing something wrong. They're not just going to come raid me with shields and shotguns and pistols.
Yeah.
They probably going to put a couple of tanks outside. They probably going to have some type of robotic something coming here. And the reason that's an issue, people say, well, shit, that may not be an issue if your guy's in there in his house with AK-47s. The issue is some of these people have contracts with the DOJ, which means if we feed you these weapons, you have to use them within a year or we take the weapons away.
Mm.
So if someone gave you weapons and said, no, wait, you have to use these in 12 months. You're going to find a way to use them in 12 months because you don't want them taken away.
Yeah.
So now when you would have used them for when it was a bank robbery and they use an AK-47s, AR-15s, now you're going to use them on, we're going to go use them on drug dealers in the black neighborhood. That's where the issue becomes. Are they in there? They in there selling dope? We could raid them easily with shields and shotguns, but why? We got the tank now. We got to use it before they take our funding away or before they take it back. So we might as well just go ahead and use this tank and bulldoze, you know what I mean?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
In certain cities and certain states, right? So each contract may be different. So when you have stuff like that in place, that's where it kind of gets crazy because they have to use it. So let's say LAPD, I don't know the numbers, but he just reallocated like $125 million to like people of color, causes for people of color. That $125 million was only like 3-5% of LAPD's budget.
3-5%?
So that's 3-5% of their budget. I mean, you got look it up to be sure. I don't have the numbers 100% sure.
Yeah.
If he took away,
I know you,
an
you,
X
you
amount
read
of money,
all the heritage.
If he took away an X amount of money, and it was a large sum of money, and it was only 3-5% of their budget,
$125 million.
Why the hell do they? Let's just even if it's $10 million. Even if it's
$125 million.
Even if it's $10 million.
3-5%.
It don't matter.
Man,
even if it's $10 million. If $10 million is 3-5% of your budget and I can easily take it away and you're not hurt by it, then you got too much money on your hands.
Yeah, hell yeah. All
right, so that's the issue. So that's what I'm saying. You don't have to defund them. You have to take away every dollar from them. But if you take away enough resources to where you could then allocate it to education.
So
in communities of black and brown people, not in community, like if they was to take money away from APD, right? Or say, okay, we're gonna take money away from APD, but yet you're gonna send it to motherfuckers on Moore's Mill, they're going to Sarah Smith Elementary. I don't need that. Why are you going to take away money from APD and give it to Sarah Smith, the number one ranked school over there? Nah, come give it to Gideon Elementary in Pittsburgh. Come give it to Carver High School.
Yeah.
Give it to McNair. That's how it needs to be.
The schools that need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that they take the money and allocate it correctly.
Yeah.
Because what they would do is that they're going to take the money, and then the person who's in charge of the budget, he or she probably make six figures easily.
Oh, yeah, easy.
So they're going to allocate it to their friends and family. Oh, my nephew is a deputy, so let's see what they need. Or my such and such.
That happens a lot too.
Such and such is a superintendent at
whatever.
Yeah, go ahead.
So how do you feel about the facts that you just threw out?
I mean, it's the truth. Like it's all about who you know. Think about how many people that work for the police department, mm-hmm. know people that work for the city, know people that work in the government. All of it is connected. You have to have those relationships. If I know that, hey, they're about to do the budget for the city.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in good with whoever I need to get in good with to make sure that whatever I put down on that paper, they're going to approve it.
Yeah.
It's connected. Everything. But the thing is, everything is money.
Now, again, some of my numbers may be skewed a little bit off. Whoever, listen, I say just go ahead and do your own research.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing in front of me where I'm reading. You know what I mean?
Do your own research. But I mean, yeah.
At the end of the day, it's all about money. Police department, black people, anybody is about money.
That's terrible. So let me change the gear a little bit. So this whole COVID-19 thing, this is how I feel about it. I think sick people are money. All day, every day. You drop some shit on some shit, the shit just came out of fucking nowhere. You know where it came from. I think it's man-made. They dropped it on us. And it's like, shit, we just gonna have a whole wave of motherfuckers get sick because it's a dollar bill. And I have been COVID-free. I've been practicing social distancing, whatever. I'm not a huge fan of the shit because it's just, I feel like it's bullshit, which, I mean, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I think it's man-made. I think sick people are money, and I think it's just a government plot to get more money than what, because I think they're hurting right now, so they had to get some money somewhere. That's how I feel about it.
I don't necessarily see it as a government plot. I do think sick people can generate income, but you have to have the money to pay your hospital bills, or you have to have a job that has insurance to pay the bills. So just because you're sick, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to get the money out of you if you don't have the needs to pay for it. Like, you can't pay for it. I can go to the doctor all day, put it on my credit. I'm not paying a $10,000. I can't afford it. My insurance is not going to pay but so much. If I have insurance, if I have a job, with Corona, people have been furloughed. Some people, jobs are gone completely.
Yeah.
So you have to have insurance or money to pay for it. So I don't think it's really the government getting any money from it. I think if anything, they're losing money on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the first time I heard that.
The people who do all the jobs, we're not working. Some of us are sick. We don't have daycare for our kids. They're not going to school. So who's going to be at home with the kids? So you're losing your people who work for the less amount of money.
Right. I don't know. I mean, that's just how I feel about it.
I mean, that makes
sense. Yeah, because JP, what you feel about it?
I think it depends on where you are in life and what you have around you that makes you think of it differently. So if you're single with no kids, no family, you won't look at it the same way as someone who has a family with children around.
Mm.
Right? Because you're a healthy guy. You go out, you play ball, you may run.
Yeah.
So if you get sick, you good. You go to the hospital. If they keep you quarantined for 14 days, good. 9 times out of 10, you're going to beat it. For you, it's going to be a common flu. And it's worst case, but you ain't going to die from it. for me, it's not just me catching it. It's me being asymptomatic and then bringing it home to my 2-year-old daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, you can't have anybody in the hospital with you if you go.
Yeah, I know.
So if she catches it, I can't be there with her.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to take a little bit more precautions. And not saying that it's a bad or a good thing. I have to take more precautions than somebody like yourself because it was there. But if you were probably around older people and grandparents all the time, like if I was back home in California and around my grandparents daily, then I wouldn't be around nobody. Because I know if you 60 and above, you're – possibility of surviving or your chances of surviving dramatically increase.
Yeah.
So if I was going to be around them, then I would tell everybody else just we cool, but stay the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So yeah.
Now the and there's still no real facts about it. So one says that it was created in Wuhan University in Wuhan, China. Right. One says it dies after it reaches 80 degree temperature. Then you say, well, that's crazy because now we're seeing an uptake in cases in Georgia, Houston is thinking about going back on lockdown because they just had the worst day of COVID, I think, well, one time this week. So they're thinking about going back on lockdown or another restriction. Mm. And you're like, damn, well, you say 80 degrees and higher, it dies. Houston and Atlanta are pretty hot right now.
Hot.
Right. But most coronaviruses do die at 80 degrees. This is just a new coronavirus, different strain, right? So it looks different. The coronavirus itself isn't old. I mean, isn't new.
Wait a minute. You're saying, say 80 degrees higher, it's supposed to die, quote unquote.
It coronaviruses typically die once they're
so now you're saying it's a new strain of what?
So the COVID-19 is a new strain of the coronavirus. The coronavirus itself isn't new.
If
you turn around and
you're like,
it's going to take care of it. And that's been for 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Because coronavirus is just the way how the virus looks and how it acts is how they detail it, what type of virus it is. So they say the way how it's acting and the way how it's mutating, it's a coronavirus. So it's COVID-19. To say specifically what type of coronavirus it is.
Okay,
my only fear of it is the second wave. Mm. I don't think this first wave is as deadly as the second wave would be because it will mutate, and it's mutating now. They've already said that it's starting to change. So when we come back around in the fall, when temperatures start to drop and winter hits, I think if we don't take precautions now, it's going to be a whole lot worse the second wave.
Because was it? The Spanish flu that came back?
Yeah, Spanish flu came back and was deadlier the second time around.
It was a lot deadlier.
Yeah, I don't even remember Spanish flu like that. I'm just saying, like, I try to do as much research as I can as far as, like,
where at this point, it's even coming out of China when it was at its height, they were saying some of the deterrents or most effective ways of it was vitamin C, right? And that's just one small piece of it. But vitamin C had a lot to do with people recovering a lot faster, or when it hit them, it didn't hurt them as bad as it did other people.
But the thing is, China was on lockdown for what, almost 2 months?
Yeah.
We were on lockdown 3, maybe 4 weeks.
Yeah, and then you got white people rioting with assault rifles at the Capitol with no mask on. You know what I mean? Nothing happened.
Right.
You know, but we tried a peaceful protest and a kid get his arm broke from Morehouse.
Get tear gas, rubber bullets.
You know what I mean? I'm not the healthiest person around. I'm either super healthy or I'm super bad. And it's crazy because if I'm working out, then I'm not eating good. If I ain't working out, then I'm eating good. So right now, I've been working out.
So I eat good.
But I get up in the morning, you know what I mean? I take the black seed oil. I got these vitamin C pills you can get on North Julia Hills at this place called, we ain't going to give them like this because you're on Spotify. So try to get a nigga free promo.
I think that's the spot you were telling me about. We was running down North Julia,
Yeah, so you go in there and get some vitamin C capsules. the absorbent kind because it hits your blood a lot quicker. You take those every meal. I make juices. I make smoothies. Oranges, carrots, all types of kale. Yeah. Anything I can
I've been taking a whole bunch of vitamins since Corona. Vitamin C, elderberry, the one and everything.
So niggas trying to change their diet, goddamn.
Gotcha. I ain't really changing my diet. I'm just taking up some extra vitamins in the morning.
Yeah. But was you doing that before?
Huh?
Was you doing that before?
No.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, niggas just trying to change up their
diet. I know I do my smoothies every once in a while, but not my vitamins. No, only since Corona.
All right. I've been doing everybody on a whole different wave right now, especially with the black community, and the shit is bothering my motherfucking soul. So let me speak on something else, because shit been bothering the shit out of me. So, you know, all this shit going on with the police and all this other bullshit, you know, as a black community, we've been trying to build together, like, because of whatever thing was going on. My thing is, what was that energy and that same urgency a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago? Why all of a sudden it's just like, oh, we need to come together. We need to build it. We need to do this. We need to do that. Why is that?
I just think it was the catalyst. It was the straw that broke the camel's back. Like, you know, but think about it. You might be at work. You hate your boss. You hate going to work every single day. One day he might say something so small, but because you've been mad at him this whole time, and then he just say something out the way, it might not have been bad, but it just pissed you off. You know what? F it. I'm quitting.
I think it's that as well, but it's also a lot of times you just see the end result, right? So people make up these lies. Well, what did he do? You know what I mean? Well, what did she do to have this happen? Now, he shouldn't have been running. He's, you know, and we know it's wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I'm running and my back is turned, you can't shoot me in the back. I can't, if you was to rob me right now and you was to run away, I can't shoot you in the back and kill you. That's murder.
Nope. Yep.
I believe even on the stand your ground law, I can't shoot you in the back even in my own home. Mm-hmm. Right? So a lot of times we see the end effect. If it was, you know, no matter what it was, they always try to say he or she did something. They try to paint this bad picture of who this person was. You know, something had to happen. The difference with George Floyd, I believe, is you saw the whole 9 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You saw the entire 9 minutes, the whole 8 minutes and 46 seconds. You saw them choke him. You saw him plead numerous of times. You heard him cry out for his mother. You seen the police just not give a damn with his hands in his pocket. You've never seen 9 minutes of that happen. Not that I can recall, from basically start to finish. And we seen that first, and it was recorded by, I believe, a 17-year-old girl, and she was distraught, can't sleep, having nightmares. And then as it progresses and more information comes out, you're seeing that he was arrested. They had him on the wall. He didn't fight back. He didn't do nothing. So typically, all the arguments that the other one tries to have, we debunked all of those when it came to George Floyd. The video shows he didn't fight back. He wasn't resisting arrest. You put him in the backseat of your car. You beat him first. From one side, police went from one side to the other side, beating him. Got him on the floor. Choked him, and we seen that for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. So we basically seen from start to finish. And he said, well, what did he do on the allegedly fake $20 bill? I think this is when people hit in and say, not us, though. So you got to understand, we've been saying it. The difference now is that you got a lot of white people behind us saying it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're starting to realize, okay, maybe the shit that they've been saying for a while is actually true. Because before they could turn a blind eye to it. Now it's like, nah, you can't turn a blind eye to this one. If you got any type of good bone in your body as a human being, I don't give a damn if you black, white, gay, straight, from America or a different country. Because now we've seen riots and looting in 18 different countries.
Mm-hmm.
that everybody's saying, okay, well, the image that America has portrayed of the black man, before we thought it could have been true, even though we love the black men in these other countries, when we come here, the women love them. They watch our movies. They listen to our music. We entertain them. But America said they bad, so they got to be bad. But then they even get to see the whole 8 minutes and 46 seconds. And it was like, nah, this shit can't be true. Have y'all been lying to us the whole time about them? So I think this is when it really starts to hit. It's not just black people in America. It's not just black people in London, you know, because they get brutalized and fucked up too. It's not just black people in Canada. It's now the white people in America, and not just liberals. There's conservatives. There's people who voted for Trump, people who are still Republican. They, a lot of people feeling this way. And some people still making mockeries out of it. And when they get on camera, they lose their jobs for it.
Yeah. But, and that's the thing, too. Now, a lot of people, there are so many repercussions, like, quick. You have your phone. Everybody's recording everything. You can't go to the gas station and call me all kinds of niggas and bitches and not get recorded. So it's going to take the right person to call your job. Hey, do you know that you have an employee that's doing X, Y, Z? And then after they get fired or they get reprimanded, then, oh, I'm so sorry. That's not really how I felt. It's just the times we're living in. They want to backtrack. But once the blinders are off, they're off. You can't come back to me and tell me that's not how you really feel. Because that is how you feel. You're just mad you got in trouble for it. Yeah, call.
Yeah.
And, like, now a lot of these white people that are on our side, like, they can see, like, once you take them, you can't take them off. Once you see it, you can't, like, you know what? Maybe I was dreaming. That wasn't. You can't. You can't unsee it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, you know, it's.
I got a thing now. I think segregation is coming back.
No, I don't think segregation is going to come back.
I think
even though
I think it will,
I think someone
I feel strongly about it too.
I don't think it's gonna come back. What is it's just gonna be a higher classism issue, not necessarily racism. So, racism would be not depleted, but it will become not probably in our lifetime, but it will become less than an issue one day, and then it's gonna be based on classes. For the most part, you know, you're going to have black people who work 9 to 5. You're going to have black people who are, quote unquote, elitist. You're going to have farmers and rednecks, and you're going to have rich and wealthy white people. And I think it's going to be the class that's going to separate people. So the people who work 9 to 5, black and white, who once didn't like each other, they probably gonna end up liking each other.
But you think we don't have that now?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I think that's gonna grow, possibly. It's almost like a seesaw where racism is here. Classism is there too, but we don't really see it as much in the public eye in front of people where they noticing it. And I could be wrong, but it seems like that seesaw is gonna eventually change. It's gonna be weighted. Maybe. But I think America was built on one person feeling that they're better than the other. And I don't know if that's ever going to change.
You know, they passed a law in Arizona that if you record, like, police officer, that you get charged for it or some shit like that.
I heard it, but I heard that was.
Yeah, you heard about it?
If recording,
I don't know how true it is. I don't know all the ins and outs of it. I don't know the details of it, but that's what somebody was telling me.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what it was.
I didn't see it. I didn't look it up. I don't know.
Somebody posted it and I seen it.
The details of it and stuff like that.
I follow this dude, man, pretty cool. His name is Mr. Checkpoint. He in California out of Santa Monica. And he sued the police department for, I don't know, I think it was like, he was arrested, wrongly arrested, took him to jail, and he ended up suing him. But now he dedicated his time to basically exposing inconsistencies in police departments, people who were done wrong, videotaping a lot of stuff. So I've seen it from his page.
I don't know. I just did like a quick little search. I don't really see it.
I don't know how true it is. That's just, you know, yeah. A lot of people say, yeah. Like, I'm about to say, you know, it's like he say, she say, and I heard this, I see you now, I don't know.
But the thing is, a lot of people don't know their rights. They don't know what they're allowed to do. So if I tell you, give me your phone, I'm deleting that video. As a police officer, you may not know any better. So.
Yeah.
A lot of police don't know.
That's police and citizens.
Yeah. See, I don't know a lot of my rights. You know what I mean? Be honest with you.
That's real.
I don't know what my rights is. I just know I try to.
My right is
you. Okay, so here it is. It says it is now illegal to take a video of a uniformed police officer in Tucson, Arizona. You can be arrested for taking the video charge up to $750. Instagram says they fact checked it. That is incorrect. It says the ordinance does not ban video and police. It fines people for entering restricted crime scenes.
Oh.
That's
universal.
Yeah. Everybody know that.
Yeah, so they implemented that new like fact checking same thing as Twitter did. So somebody may put something up there at the bottom of the post says, see why fact checkers say this is partly false.
Mm-hmm.
And then you click on it.
And then they get it. Okay. All right. Cool. Sound good. All right, well, shit, we about to wrap it up because I thought this was pretty good. I appreciate JP.
No problem, man.
I appreciate y'all. I appreciate you because, you know, you want to stay in your ass in the house, you know. Quarantine, right. All that bullshit.
I could be watching Netflix.
Yeah.
Watching documentaries.
How many Netflix series you done watched since you've been in the house?
I don't know, man. I just watched documentaries. I'm about to go home and rewatch 13.
You watch Jailbirds?
Which one is Jailbirds?
Did you watch Jailbirds?
I don't know which one is Jailbirds. I've seen a lot of police. I've seen a lot of jails,
though. No. It's Jailbirds. Just watch Jailbirds. It's funny as shit.
Oh, nah. See, I've been watching documentaries.
It's in your city. In California.
I don't know. So,
these niggas be on there like, all right, so let me give you a little quick overview, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, in jail, you know, they share a toilet and shit, right? So these niggas be on the bowl, like the toilet bowl, talking to women because it's shit.
Oh, yeah, they send kites through. They send like.
Oh, see, so you know then. Yeah. So you know.
That's why I asked you. I said, what is it about?
Oh, okay. So you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah,
dude with the dreads talking to them. Like, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Sometimes it come down, they be having shit on the shit.
Then they fuck it up, you know.
Yeah.
Shit gets stuck. You got to sit it back, though.
I'm about to go
you
back
watch and watch. Money Heist?
Yep, I watch Money Heist.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm about to go back and watch.
Imposters?
13th. What's Imposters?
Oh, watch Imposters.
What is it about?
It's about just watching.
What is it about?
All right. God, dang. So it's about a con artist, right? So she, it's a girl. She just married like two or three people. Like she just married them, take all their money, and get the fuck on.
Okay.
So then the people she married, she like they are all joined up and they found her. And then it's like plot twist, but it's just watch the show.
I think I've seen that before. But I'm saying, like, so I try to watch.
All right. This is
what your episode was about. You need your people to go see 13. It's called 13th, a 13th Amendment of how prison is legalized slavery.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go watch the Malcolm X, Who Killed Malcolm X.
I don't think I watched that yet.
You need to watch that. You need to watch, as sick as it is, you need to watch Jeffrey Epstein documentary.
Oh, you know what? I was about to start it the other day.
Yeah. You know, so I try to watch jail stuff. I watch jail stuff too, but that definitely intrigues me.
Yeah, that Jailbird, that shit is funny. I got on the boat because, you know, I think you ain't seen this motherfucker day in your life. Like, how you in love with this girl? Like, you don't know shit about. But anyway, all right. Yeah, y'all tune in next week. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all for coming.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
Yeah.
Appreciate you having me.